Maybe somebody here also this afternoon, like copy of God's Word offered to you, God's written Word, an extract from the Bible, John's Gospel. Read, study, digest for yourself and see what God has spoken. And of course, that concerning His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, sent into the world to be a Savior, Savior of sinners, that you might be brought to a knowledge of God through Him, through His appointed Savior. Read about Him here in God's Word, freely offered to you, no cost, no obligation to you. You're simply and only for the taking. Like one, do feel free to come and ask for one. In the book of the Psalm, it is written there, it says that the Lord that God Almighty, the Lord gave the Word. When God speaks, things happen. Things become a reality. Even things that are not come into being. I do, young man. So, the Lord gave the Word. Some people, they talk about the Bible having been corrupted and untrustworthy. But here's the thing, my friends. Nobody can change, can alter what God has spoken. That's an impossibility. And He has promised and He has assured us that He will preserve His Word. He says that heaven and earth may pass away, but the Word of the Lord, the Word of God, shall abide forever. An impossibility that it could be corrupted, that it could be changed. God, He spoke the Word. In the beginning, He spoke the Word of creation. He said, let there be. Simply speaking, my friend, not by some magic, evolutionary bang, explosion, but the Lord gave the Word. The Lord spoke. He said, let there be, and there was. There was light. Where there was nothing, there was something. He said, let there be light, let there be sun, let there be moon, let there be stars, let there be a universe, let there be a world, let there be a mankind. The Lord gave the Word. The Lord spoke, and the universe, the world, and mankind came into being. It came forth that which was not. It was all created good. It was created perfect. Even mankind, in the beginning, God spoke. He gave the Word. He said, let there be, and there was a perfect universe, a perfect world, perfect humanity, all for the glory of God. That's what you are made for. That's what you're here for. But of course, God spoke the Word. He gave the Word. And we know and we understand now that man, in his sinfulness, made perfect, made good, made upright in the beginning, has sought out many inventions. Yes.
I am.
Oh, it's nice to meet you.
Okay, sir.
I'm a big fan.
Okay. Have a good day, sir. Have a good day. One of my fans.
So, you see, friends, God made everything good. You look around you in the world today, and you see what man has made of the world. Now he seeks to interfere with the universe with outer space. He's not simply happy polluting the world. He wants to pollute outer space as well. But you look at the world, and you look at humanity today, you look at the disgrace and the disgust of sin. You look at the filth and uncleanness of men and women. You look at them and they're killing, murderous ways. They're like ravenous beasts. But that's not how God made man. God's not responsible for the wickedness, the sin of your heart and life. God made man good. He made man upright. He made man perfect. He wanted for nothing. But that's not how we see it now. But God made man, God made everything for his glory. And God's going to get glory. He's got to get glory out of his universe, out of this world. He's going to get glory out of mankind. He's going to get glory out of you. He'll either be glorified in your salvation, or he'll be glorified in your damnation. But God's going to get glory from you. But that salvation that God has appointed for man, lost in his wickedness and his sin, is not to be found in some human variety of religion. It's to be found in his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, sent into the world to save sinners. Now, wretched, broken, ruined by their sin, and alienated from the life of God. No longer in a state of perfection, but now in a state of utter depravity. But not the way that God made things in the beginning. The Word, the Lord gave the Word. He spoke, and everything by His Word of command. Let there be, he said, and there was a universe and a world and humankind, all for his glory, conceived in his mind. He spoke it into reality. It was not, there was nothing. He's the God who brings out of nothing that which is his will. He conceived in his mind a universe, a world, mankind, for his glory. And he spoke it into being. In 6 days he said, let there be, let there be, let there be, let there be. And there was a universe and mankind. All for the glory of God, the Lord gave the word. And my friends, this universe and this world is programmed by God to run for as long as he has determined it should run. The time will come, you see. Everything that has a beginning has an end. And the end is in sight. The time is coming when God is going to wrap the whole thing up. He's going to send his Son from heaven again to finish the job that he began. He's going to dissolve this world, this present order. He's going to dissolve it in fervent heat, and he's going to bring in a new heaven and a new earth which will glorify God, wherein will dwell only righteousness. So you need to be ready for that time when God calls an end to things. When God says to his Son Jesus, go and finish the job, too late then to be saved. too late then to get righteousness, too late then to get salvation, too late then to get right with God. Now is the accepted time. Today is the day, my friends, that you need to get right with God, because that end time could come very soon, sooner than you imagine, sooner than you even think possible, when God will send fire. This world is reserved for fire now, not water as in the days of Noah. It's reserved fire, my friends. From heaven will fall upon this planet, this globe, and it will be burned up. Fire! Violent fire, my friends, consuming this present world order. The Lord gave the word. He spoke and it shall be done. Not a word of all that God has spoken will fail. God conceived man for his own glory. God planned it all. The fall of man, sin, the wickedness that you see abroad, now today, my friend. Oh, God planned it all. Everything, my friend. Sovereignly, he planned it all for his glory, to manifest his love, to manifest his grace. You see, if there be no fall, if there was no sin, if there was no wickedness, my friends, men and women, the universe would never have known, never have witnessed the grace, the love and the salvation of God. He decreed it for his glory, so that he would be glorified in his redemption, in his saving of people out of the world of mankind. Not everybody. Not everybody gets chosen. Oh, there's the man going around. And he, my friend, he chooses who to bless and who to blame. That's Jesus, my Savior. You see, my friend, God ordained everything for his glory. And my friends, in the salvation of his people in particular, saving them out of the world, choosing them out of the world, giving them to his Son, Jesus Christ, drawing them to his Son, Jesus Christ, that they might be saved and glorify God's redemption. But my friends, now is the time. Now is the time to get right with God, because the time is drawing near. We're in the last of the last days, don't you know? The time, my friends, when the Son of God will appear from heaven a second time, not as a baby in a manger, but with his holy angels in flaming fire, I tell you, to take vengeance upon them that know not God and who obey not the gospel, the call of the gospel, to repent and believe the gospel in order that they might enter the kingdom of God. God spoke. In the beginning he said, let there be. The Lord gave the word. He spoke the word, my friends. It all came into being. The seed of the serpent, the old devil, and the seed of the woman, Jesus Christ. He, my friends, sovereignly instigated the war between good and evil, so that God would be seen to be the mighty conquering God that he is. He speaks, my friends. He gives the word, and his enemies are scattered to the four corners of the earth. They're dissolved. They're destroyed. When God speaks, when God gives the word, my friends, things happen. He spoke the word of victory. The Lord gave the word. He promised, he assures us in his word right at the very beginning. that the seed of the woman, Jesus Christ, would crush the head of the serpent, destroy the devil, cast him into the lake of fire in the end. God, the Lord, gave the word, and it shall be, my friend. But take care, take heed, will you please, that you're not following the serpent. Take heed, will you please, that you do not end up in the same destination as the serpent in the lake of fire, who seeks to populate the lake of fire with as many sinners as he possibly can. He wants company in hell. He wants your company. And so he will seek to blind you to the reality of God and the reality of your sin, its condition, your damnable state. And he will seek to blind you from the reality of God's salvation. So take heed that you're listening to the right voice. The Lord gave the word. Listen to the voice of God found in Holy Scripture, in the Bible, and the Bible alone. Not the mutterings of the Pope. Not the utter nonsense of the Quran, which I defy anybody to make sense of, anybody with a rational mind, at least anyway, that is. Take care that you're not listening to that imposter Muhammad, to that Antichrist, the Pope. Take care that you're not listening to the voice of the Watchtower Society, all of them that deny the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who are blind, who know not God. Oh, they claim to follow God, but they don't know him, because if they knew him, they would recognize his Son. But they deny his Son. They say he hasn't got a Son. They don't recognize his Son from heaven. So they don't know God, they don't know his Father. They're blinded by their religion. Islam, popery, the whole nine yards, all your world religions that defy God and defy his word. The Lord gave the word. We have it here, inscripturated, written down so that you don't forget it. Indelible, immaculate, infallible, the word of God, faultless, the Lord gave the word. He said, let there be, and there was. The Lord gave the word of the law and the prophet by Moses. By Moses came the law, the Ten Commandments, that which God requires of you. Thou shalt have no other gods before me, other than the God of the Bible. False religion again. Damnable religion again. God, the Lord, spoke the word. He said, let there be a law, and there was a law that came by Moses. Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. How you doing, sir? Have a good day. Huh? Thou shalt not kill by means of abortion, by means of euthanasia, by means of violence. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not do the sodomy, the lesbianism, thou shalt not do the fornication. Thou shalt not, says God. The Lord gave the word, not me. It's not my law, it's God's law. He spoke the word, the Lord gave the word. And those Ten Commandments, they're the standard by which you will be judged in that day when you stand before Judge Jesus and give account of all your doings in this world. Not your standard, not the standard of your false religion, not the standard of your family, not the standard of Johnson's government or anybody else's. But by this standard, the law of God, my friends, will be the standard by which you'll be judged in that day. The Lord gave the word of the law by Moses. The Lord gave the word of God by the prophets, foretelling, telling of His Son, how He would come into the world to save men and women from their lawlessness. Foretelling the coming, how the Son of God would come, how He would be born, how He would live, how He would die, thousands of years before Jesus Christ came into the world. It was being told by the prophets. The Lord gave the word, and they spoke the word of God. And they prophesied the coming of Jesus. And just as they prophesied, so it came to be. The Son of God, born into this world, to live and die and rise again from the dead, that men and women such as you and I might be reconciled to God by the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. Justified, made right with God through faith in the Son of God. No other way by which a sinner can be reckoned righteous before God. The Lord spoke the word. His word, not mine. God's opinion, not mine. My opinion's no more valuable than yours is. The Lord spoke the word. And He spoke through His prophets the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And He spoke of His coming a second time to judge the world in righteousness. To judge every man, woman, and child born into this world. We shall all appear before the judgment throne of Christ. Every single one of us will give account in that day. By the law of the prophet. By the law of the prophet. God spoke the word. And He even spoke the word of the crucifixion of His Son. What the world would do to Him. How the world would hate Him without a cause. The only good man that ever walked the face of this earth, Jesus Christ. And what did you do? What did you do to Him? You hated Him. You killed Him. You nailed Him to a cross. God's only begotten Son, sent into the world, a gift to the world, a gift, the gift that would lead to salvation through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The Lord spoke the word, and all these things were spoken long ago, and all, my friends, spoken, came to be just as God said that it would, because it's God's word, and God alone speaks the truth, nobody else. But God spoke another word. The Lord spoke the word. He spoke the word of the cross. He said, let there be light in the beginning. He said, let there be a cross, and there was a cross. There was the incarnation of His Son, the birth of His Son, by a virgin, born of the virgin, living that blameless life that beautiful life and going to the cross, taken by the hands of wicked, evil, cruel men such as yourself, and nailed to that cross, crucified, dead and buried. God spoke it into being. He said, let there be a cross, and there was, so that his people could be saved, so that those who would believe in his Son and trust in his death on the cross, trust in his resurrection, so that they could be saved. He said, let there be a cross, and there was a cross. The word of the cross, God spoke it into being. The Lord spoke the word. The Lord spoke the word of the judgment of the world. What did they do to the Son of God? They thought that they would judge him. The world thought that they would judge the Son of God. So they brought him before the apostate religion. And what was the verdict of the apostate religion? Crucify him. Get rid of him. He's not fit to live. And so they handed him over to the government. And what was the government's judgment? The same. Crucify him. Get him out of here. He's not fit to live. Crucify him. And so they asked the common people. They asked you. They said to you. God said to you, what will you do with my Son, my gift to the world? And with one voice, the world raised its voice and cried the same. Crucify him! Crucify him! Get rid of him! He's not fit to live. And my friends, that was the judgment of God upon the world, not their judgment of the Son of God. And God, my friends, brought into being that which he spoke. He said, let there be a cross. And there was a cross so that God could take vengeance and use what the world did to his Son in order to save his people, those that he had chosen before the foundation of the world to be his. And one by one, day by day, throughout all the generations, God is drawing his people to his Son. For no man can come to me, says Jesus, except the Father which sent me draws them. The Father draws his people to his Son, that through his Son that they might be saved, through his atoning death and his resurrection. Saved, my friend. Full atonement. Can it be, the hymn writer? Yes. Complete redemption. Forgiveness. By the blood of the cross. By the word of the cross. The Lord spoke the word. And there was a cross, and there was salvation. And God spoke the word. He said, let there be the preaching of the cross. And for 2,000 years and more, men have been preaching the cross. Men have been preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified. And God adds to his church such as should be saved, those whom he has appointed for salvation. They hear the message, they hear the preaching of the cross, and God speaks again, and God says, let there be salvation. And those who hear
whom God would save. He causes them to hear. He causes them to hear His voice. Not the voice of a preacher, but the voice of the Son of God. And my friend, salvation occurs by the sovereign grace and merciful kindness of God. Oh, God speaks and gathers His church from the four corners of the world. From Afghanistan to Alaska and everywhere else in between, God calls men and women to be His children, calls them out of their sin, calls them out of their filthiness, calls the sodomite, calls the lesbian, calls the killers, the abortionists and the euthanasians. God calls, and they come to His Son, Jesus Christ, and they get salvation. They get washed, they get made clean of all their uncleanness, all their filthiness. God washes them in the blood of His Son, Jesus Christ, sprinkles them with the blood of cleansing, and makes them fit for life, makes them fit for purpose, and makes them fit for God, and makes them fit for heaven. God spoke in the beginning. God spoke and all this comes into being. The Lord spoke the word. And He speaks the word today. He says, repent ye and believe the gospel. For the kingdom of God is at hand. That God speaks to you today. And His promise is to all. Under the sound of my voice here today, all who will repent and believe the gospel will be saved. Salvation, forgiveness, reconciliation will be there. Repent ye, He says, and believe the gospel. The Lord spoke the word, my friends, and He still speaks the word loud and clear. But do you hear the voice of God? Do you hear the voice of your Maker? Do you hear the voice of the one who would be your Savior? Do you hear the voice of the one who will be your Judge? Do you hear Him? Or are you still stone deaf to His voice? Are you still blind to the reality of God and your sin? Are you still deaf to the voice of God? Oh, I tell you, when He speaks, oh, He speaks with power. It breaks the cedar, the psalmist, he says. The voice speaks and destroys his enemy. And in the end, my friend, He will destroy every kingdom that raises itself up against His kingdom. He will destroy the kingdom of the papal throne. He'll destroy the kingdom of Mecca. He'll just speak and it will all be destroyed. And the only kingdom that will be left standing at the end will be the kingdom of God and of His dear Son, Jesus Christ. That kingdom into which He calls men and women, sinner, vile, ruined, undone, filthy, dirty. He calls them to the cross, calls them to His Son. He calls, He speaks, He cries aloud in the city, repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Hear the word of the Lord. The Lord spoke the word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of the Lord. You can exist, but you cannot live until God commands life, until God calls you to life, until God breathes the breath of life into your soul, until God sheds his everlasting love abroad in your heart, until by the word of God you're born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The Lord spoke the word, God's word, a saving word, a word of glad tidings for sinners lost and undone. The Lord spoke the word. So you can take hold of the Bible. You can take hold, my friends, of this book. The Bible. Only the Bible. Not the productions of the Westminster Society. Not the Quran. The Bible, the Holy Bible. And it's called the Holy Bible because it comes from a holy God who spoke the word. There is no other word of God. He does not speak by dreams. He does not speak by visions. He does not speak directly to men and women. He speaks through the word. The Lord gave the word, and that's what he gave it for. So that you can read it. Some people, they say, oh, that God would speak to me from heaven while he's saying to them, holding forth before them a copy of the Bible. Well, why don't you read it? The Lord gave the word. Will you believe his word? Because unless you do, you cannot be saved. It's the engrafted word that is able to save your soul. But if it's not engrafted into you, my friend, if it does not become the very warp and woof, the fabric of your being, unless you're captivated by this word, you cannot be saved. You will not be saved. You'll be damned. The Lord gave the word, not for you to ignore, not for you to reject, not for you to debate, not for you to argue against. The Lord gave the word so that you, humbling yourself under the mighty hand of God before the cross of his Son Jesus Christ, who died for sinners, that through his precious blood you might be washed and made clean, you might be saved, you might be forgiven, and one day go to heaven. The Lord gave the word. But will you receive his word? Will you receive his word today? His today word, my friend. His today word will also repent ye and believe the gospel, he said. Repent ye, repent ye, repent ye, repent ye. And if you forget it, get hold of a Bible and read it again. Mark 1:15. Repent ye, repent ye, repent ye, and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That's Walsall today word from God. The Lord spoke the word. You would like to have a copy of God's word. It's offered to you quite freely. Copy of God's word freely offered to you, no cost or obligation to you. You're simply and only for the taking. It's the word of God. He spoke it. It's reality. There's no reality without it. If you'd like a copy of God's word, you come and ask for one. Gladly, gladly, most gladly place into your hand. Read, digest, study, meditate upon God's word. The Lord spoke it. Listen to His voice. Obey His voice. Do whatsoever He commands you, tells you to do. You'd like a copy of God's word? You come and ask for one. May God bless you also. Bless you, I say, and have mercy. Mercy upon your precious, precious, never dying soul.